Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the St. Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer, Mike Snyder, and Mark Rawson on the Spiritual Connections Radio Network.
Show, and we're here to let you know that unfortunately today is going to be our last show for this year. I have to make sure I laugh a little bit so people don't freak out. You know, it's interesting. I was actually talking to, you know, Brigitte and Mike before the show, and we were thinking that we think it's actually been 8 years since we've been doing the show. I could be off on those numbers, but I want to welcome everybody to the show. We have everybody lining up in the switchboard. Of course, you got to make sure you want to press the number one on your keypad if you want to raise your hand to ask a question for later. We're really excited to see everybody calling in and joining us for this beautiful December. As I always say, wow, it's been another year. So let me go ahead and do some housekeeping. As always, Brigitte is going to be channeling this evening. You can, check out her website. And if you actually go to her website, there's a link there to take a look at her newsletter. And it's been updated with all kinds of great events. She does a lot of events up in the northern part of the United States. Of course, you can work with her in person or remote anywhere in the world. And to find out more about Brigitte and all her great services, make sure to check out her website at www.lightbridge101.com. The music you heard in the introduction audio, and if you showed up a few minutes early, you heard me playing a couple different pieces from Mike. And, of course, all the music you hear on the show as I do Deeksha and we take time to integrate the energies and stuff that Brigitte will be bringing through. The music you hear that facilitates that transformation in you is the music that's created by Mike. Mike actually channels all his music. That means he actually sits down and allows the angels and all these beautiful beings of love to bring music through him. And the music pieces you hear are not pieces he actually sat down and wrote or took the time to compose. He just basically sat down, closed his eyes, and sat in front of the keyboard. And what you hear is what we would call almost angelic music. It's energy infused. It does all kinds of great things for healing your body. And, you know, if you're depressed or anything like that, the music is great for so many different reasons. And of course, all his music is available for download at MikeSnyderCC.com. If you missed any of those links for the website, you can get them off the radio website at spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And we're really excited. I'll go ahead and give out the number now, and we'll do it again probably in an hour. If you want to call in and ask questions, you can call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. Yeah. And you're listening to the St. Germain Radio Show. Today is December 11th. My name's Mark. I am a coach. I'll be doing the behind the scenes support on the phones to take your name. And I'll also be giving the Deeksha blessing, which does all kinds of great things for you based on what you need in your life. And with that, Brigida, the show is, or the floor is yours.
Well, the show is probably St. Germain's. And a little bit to the Diksha blessing that Mark is going to give during the first Big Air music piece that is Mike's music, is that the Diksha really aligns you with your divine I Am presence, with your God self, and brings you a beautiful energy that just supports you in whatever you need for your healing process. So just allow yourself to feel that. Don't try to think about it. Just let it sink in through your heart and just let it touch you at the deepest level of yourself. And that's so beautiful that we have this kind of trinity that we are doing here. We have Mike with his music that is channeled, that reaches out also into your deepest levels. Music is a universal language. And really, I can only recommend to pay attention to music more so than ever, because there's so much discord happening in this process of transformation. And it's easy to get caught up in these lower frequencies and then suddenly you don't even know why you become angry or anxious or afraid or whatnot. And music can be such a powerful tool to pull you out of this frequency into the vibration of love, light, hope, and especially feeling like there is purpose and direction. So the music is a powerful tool. There are a lot of different pieces of music you can download from Mike's website. And there's especially a couple of CDs that, if you don't already have them, that you can play in your car and or during your healing session or during meditation. And they're extremely powerful to support you on your path. We've even heard those who've been very sick with like something like cancer, going through chemo, that said when they listened to Mike's music, that it helped them not to feel the pain, that it helped them to connect to something beyond their physical self that supported the healing process. Someone even said after they had a real bad car accident that it was through the music that they felt that if it wasn't for the music session they got before, it probably would have been a deadly accident. So music is a powerful tool that can bring so much transformation to you. So I can only recommend to reach out to Mike, to download some of his music, or to even get an individual session if you are guided to do so. And then the second part of the Holy Trinity is Mark with his Diksha blessing and being present and holding the space during the radio show, that it's so beautiful. And often it just doesn't get paid enough attention to, but Mark is a channel and instrument of the Hierarchy of Light too. And simply his presence is holding this beautiful Christ energy that nurtures all of us, me channeling, Mike with the music, everybody who's on the show. And so really take that in and let this radio show be something nurturing. It kind of speaks for itself that it has survived this long. The idea is to allow yourself an hour and a half to just nurture yourself, whether you listen live or you listen to the recording later. But this is about nurturing you. And then, of course, the third aspect is the masters or angels coming through me to speak to you directly. And it doesn't make a difference whether you listen live or if you listen to the recording. The energy will touch you. You feel their presence. They will work on you directly. There are angels present. And so, again, it is all about taking the time for your own self. And even in the end, when we do the question and answers, if you really listen to some of the questions, it is amazing how they are answering your questions too. So be open to that. And remember, we are all one. What one goes through, in a way, we are going through as well. And so it is so important to open our hearts to the compassion of the community that experiences different aspects of duality and of oneness. And by doing so, not all of us have to do the same. So always remember, love and compassion goes far when we recognize that only because someone is going through something that might not be understandable to you, why they can go through this, doesn't mean that it's not really valid and powerful and important for all of us, for all of us. And so it's true, Mark. It's hard to believe that a year is already gone past, a whole year has gone by. And we are reaching the end of the year. We are reaching the time of the solstice again. And the darkness, at least in the northern hemisphere, is really strong. I guess in the southern hemisphere, it's not so strong. But up here where we are, we have in some areas winter, snow, not in all areas. I'm sure in Texas it's nice and sunny and in Florida. But with that, it's really the focus on your inner self, the focus on the light within, going into the silence, going into the part of you that really needs you to sit still and to not be active. And often we want to push through the winter and still be active and still do a thousand things. And right now is a time for introversion. It is a time to set the seed for the next year to come, to grow into a beautiful flower or tree or something of your creation. And so right now with setting the seed, it's really about setting your intent. And New Year's especially, we go into the new year setting our intent for the new year. So be reminded that these next few weeks are really asking you to pay attention to what it is that you're really passionate about and stop thinking about that you're not prepared enough or ready enough, but to really own your passion and to speak to the hierarchy of light and commit yourself to that what you're most passionate about. And don't let the outer circumstances influence that what you're most passionate about, because we don't know the whole plan. We can see the whole picture. You might not know how we get from here to there, but it happens regardless. I remember I used to work 7 days a week, 14, 16 hours a day. I didn't know how I would be even able to take time off to do my spiritual work, and it happened. It magically happened, and it developed further and further, and now I'm not working all this time. So we don't always need to know how it's happening. We just have to have trust and faith that it shall be happening. If it's something that you're really, really feeling in your heart that you're committed to. And so at this time of winter, it is going to set the seed to making some important choices in your life and to allow it to gestate, to start growing roots underneath the surface, even so you might not see anything yet. Allow it to grow roots so that when spring comes, whatever the seed was you've put into the ground can break through the surface and out into the light. And trust that that will happen, because it happens to nature and we really are not so different from nature. And so what I invite you to do right now, since this is the December radio show, last of the year, endings, closings also mean new beginnings. As Mark is going to do the Diksha and Mike is playing his first piece of music, which in this case we are going to do it's actually a recording because we found that it's more effective and clearer in the way it's coming through on the radio show. I want you to close your eyes and to really go into your heart and bring up that what you're most passionate about. Bring up that vision of you that you want to project into the future, that you want to see come true, come into manifestation. And create during the music piece and while you're getting the Diksha, create like a little sacred space within you, almost like a little temple dedicated to this new seed of light that you're creating. And as you do that, bring that vision, bring that choice, bring that seed of light into that sacred chamber and know that it's for you to go back there and to support it and to nurture it and to bring healing energy to it so that it can grow in the next year. And so envision that, close your eyes, have your hands with the palms open towards the ceiling, on your lap, facing up. And so really allow yourself to receive the beautiful divine inspiration that is going to help you with the process while you listen to the music and while you receive the Diksha. And so, Mark, go ahead, play that piece of music now and do the Diksha. Thank you.
Hey, Brigitte, which one are we playing today?
Mark of the Divine, Part 1.
Okay, thank you.
First one. Mm-hmm. Greetings, my dear friends and fellow lightworkers. beautiful souls incarnated here on earth to bring about healing and transformation for all. I am Saint Germain, and it is a great, great honor to connect with you at this time of continued awakening, of continued expansion and contraction that leads to great transformation that is needed on earth at this time. We know how uncomfortable this can be. One moment you feel open, filled with love and joy, and the next moment you can feel anxiety and a deep sense of fear and dread. It is a constant movement between your divine self and your human self. And it affects your physical body too, because you are going through a transformation, because you are opening up to hold more light. You are changing your body to be more into a form of a light body than a dense body the way it was before. There are many, many side effects from this. Part of it is that your muscular structure is changing. Your nervous system is changing. Your eating habits are changing. Everything about you is changing. And there's a part of you that is terrified of these changes, that want to control these changes. I want to tell you that these changes mean you certain death. And in a way, it is true that you are going through a dying process, a dying of the old that follows a rebirth into the new form of existence. For some of you, that death can be a very real physical one, but it is always for the best. It is always the idea that is supported, that you're moving out of density into a more liberated form of existence. And so everything that feels right now very tight within you and around you is only temporarily there to give you the time to go through an inner transformation necessary that then will allow you to release the outer as well. It starts within. It starts within you, where a new light is being developed. A new form of inner communication is developed. A new form of allowing yourself to be a divine expression on earth is being developed. So trust that. You've worked so hard to prepare yourself for what is to come next. 2018 certainly has been a year of mastership. You had to come face to face with all aspects, those that you liked, but also equally those that you were not too happy about. And something magical happened, even so you might not fully be able to appreciate it yet. But in this process throughout the year, you've merged opposing forces within your own self further and further together. And the key was always the power of love. And the key continues to be the power of love. The love for self, the patience, the compassion towards self, that has gone through these tremendous steps of ascension to tread a path so that others can follow it too. So celebrate this festival of the light, and celebrate at this new year. Celebrate your own self, because you've walked quite a path. You've walked years and years a path of change, a path of deep purging. And I know every year many of you are wondering how much more you can take, how much more it can be for you to experience this duality, how much more do you have to endure. And I'm telling you, that is the illusion to release. It is not about how much more you have to endure. It is about making peace with your own self. Over and over and over again. Peace with all of your parts. Peace with that part that is still experiencing duality. Peace with that part that is still very human and feels pain and fear and despair and hopelessness. And embrace it with love. so that it can too ascend into a higher form of existence. We never want you to lose hope. Hope is a key part for your path towards the new year and towards the days ahead. Hope holds power. Hope can be reinforced through prayer, through mantras, through reminding yourself that there's so much more than your own self. The hope that all of this is not done in vain. The hope that this is only temporary and that there will come the time that you break out of the darkness into the light once again, and not just for a minute, and not just for an hour, but fully into the experience of a new self. But it is for you to make necessary choices, to not take anything at face value, or to keep maintaining a status quo. Ask, push beyond your limits. Ask the hierarchy of light for help. Ask questions that you are seeking answers for to understand within the deepest recesses of your own self that there's direction and purpose. We are here to support you. We are here to give you guidance. But often do you go from day to day not necessarily asking the key questions. And the key question is not whether you are or are not going to have a relationship. Because life in itself is a relationship. The key question is how to release that, what is hindering you to have a healthy relationship. The key question is how to release what is hindering you to live in abundance. How to release that, what is stopping you from seeing beyond the limitations that you call yourself. The idea is to find the answers that are necessary to release what no longer serves you so that you can move beyond the boundaries into a very new form of being an expression of the Christ love and the Christ light here on earth. And so I invite you now to take a deep breath and to go into your heart once again. And now I've asked you many times before to go into your heart. And there will be many more times I'm going to ask you to go into your heart. But go into your heart now and feel within your heart this beautiful portal that is right there. It is not, as you believe, covered up or hidden. It is for you to reach out toward that portal of light, to know beyond a doubt that it's there. You can claim that there's so much darkness in your life that will stop you from seeing it. But the truth is that it's there. You don't need to see it. You don't even need to understand it. Just feel and live in the knowing that it's there. Trust it. Again, it's not about seeing it. It's about knowing beyond a doubt that that portal of light, that sacred gateway to your divine self, is there. And it is your belief system that at times thinks that it's closed. It is never closed. Your divine I Am presence is never leaving you behind or is gone or is beyond your reach. Your divine I Am presence is always there, always with you, always watching over you, and just waiting for you to open up and to connect. And all of you know that already. But this is now taking it to a very new level. This is now saying to your own self, I'm no longer going to allow myself to doubt or to question the reality that deep in my heart I know to be true. I am choosing to live every moment of my life in perfect alignment, in perfect agreement, in perfect harmony with my divine I Am presence. Feeling within your heart now this beautiful glow that is the center point of your harmony, the center point of the cross of light that you are, the center point of that connection that allows heaven to be brought to earth, that central part in your heart that is more than the part of you that acts. It is that part in your heart that doesn't need to act, that doesn't need to do anything, that can just allow itself to be. And so when you allow your consciousness and all of you to just let yourself fall into that light, into that doorway of light, not pushing, not forcing a door open to let it in or to let yourself connect, but just gently, ever so gently, let yourself fall into the loving embrace of that light that in essence is the bridge to your divine I Am presence. Let yourself flow into that light. And as you flow into that light, allow all fear, all worries, all anxiety to simply be left behind. Yes, you want to figure out what your purpose is, and you want to do something to support a family member or to bring about changes. But for this moment, let all of that need and want and have to go. And just let yourself float into that light. All the muscle pains you've had, all the discord you felt, just for a moment, just leave it behind. Just allow yourself to fall into that light bridge, into that pathway of light, into your soul that is the bridge to your divine self. And when you do this, especially at a time like the winter solstice, and it seems like the darkness is the strongest, it doesn't make a difference how strong that darkness is or how overwhelming that darkness might be. That light is there regardless. It is this illusion to let go of that there is light and darkness having a battle right now. There doesn't have to be a battle. It can be a coexistence in the knowing that one supports the other. We have often said to you, out of the darkness the light is born, because it takes the darkness to recognize and see the light. So let yourself float in this light and reach now beyond this light into the darkness and feel the coexistence of the light and the darkness. Know that together they create oneness. They create all that is. And so as you now ascend and raise yourself up beyond your body into the loving embrace of your divine I Am presence, it is not just the light that is your bridge, but the light within the darkness that becomes your bridge. And so at the winter solstice, where we celebrate giving birth to a new light out of the darkness, I invite you to feel that as a bridge where the light and the darkness are not separate but interwoven, and the darkness simply makes room for the light to come forward once again and do its part. Just like at the summer solstice, the light is willing to support and bring forward the darkness so it can do its part. There's a dance, a rhythm, a flow. And let yourself feel that harmony that actually exists between the light and the darkness. There's a respect. There's a deep understanding that both have purpose. It is all the stories that you've attached to the light and to the darkness that create that war of the light versus darkness. In truth, it is not a war. In truth, it is a necessity to fully understand and embrace your divine self, to understand who you are. For that to happen, it cannot just be the light. It is necessary for it to be the light and darkness. So as you now feel yourself merging with your divine I Am presence, simply feel yourself moving into the greater part of your own self, into your light body. There's a vastness about you now. And you can see many, many others doing the same. You're all standing in your light body, raised above the earth, looking down at the earth. And there's a sacredness in seeing all of your fellow light workers, all of your fellow friends in their light body, merged into their divine I Am presence, looking upon the earth. And when you look at the earth at this time, because there are so many who are divided within themselves and on a global level, it is easy to only see the death, the discord, the horrors of what humans can create. And it is true. Humans can create very horrible, horrible life situations of starvation, of destruction, of rape, and much worse. And yet it is for you right now to look beyond those horrors, to look at Gaia underneath those layers and to just focus on the light and the darkness within Gaia. To just focus on that dance between these dual forces. And instead of seeing them being separate, being opposing each other, and showing this opposition within each individual human, I invite you now to pour forth in alignment with your divine I Am presence the love that is so deeply within you. It is the love of your Master Self. It is the love of your Christ itself. It is the love of your Buddha Self, all together coming through you out of your heart towards humanity, towards Gaia. And it is this love that can bring a harmonious and peaceful and loving integration between these dual aspects, between love and fear, between light and darkness, between all those mixed, opposing expressions of all that is. And so, Mark, I want you to do a Diksha at the same time, and all of you are listening and who know Diksha, who know how to channel healing and energy, now's the time that Gaia asked you to send love and light to the hearts of all, that you send love and light to Gaia herself and envision that light and darkness interweaving and merging into oneness, merging into the brilliance, omniscient power, that radiant essence of the divine. Do it now And if you can play the Divine Mark Part 2 during this process, it would be greatly appreciated.
Thank you.
there's a reason why this is a time that is considered to be the time of the birth of the Christ at the Festival of Light, symbolizing hope, symbolizing love, and the promise of a better tomorrow. And so your divine I Am presence is taking you now back in time, stepping across a threshold through a doorway that is taking you back in time, back to the time you were born yourself. And so your divine I Am presence is taking you now into that hospital, to the time of your birth, so that you yourself can witness the hope and the love that was born through your existence here on earth. It doesn't make a difference what the hardship was that followed, but now that you were born as a symbol of hope for humanity, for mankind, you carry within you a unique light, a unique expression of the divine, a unique vibrational frequency. And this unique frequency anchors a very special purpose here on earth. That purpose is to bring peace into the world, to bring healing into the world, to bring love into the world. So look at your baby self, just like you would look at the Christ himself, at the Christ baby, because you're not so different. Of course, the church would make a big situation out of this, but in truth, every child holds within it, at the time of birth, the potential to make a great difference in the world. And know that all of you have lived up to that potential. You made a difference in the world and continue to do so. You put your mark on the world. And we want you to own that. We want you to really feel the truth of that. And this is a truth that is not supposed to make your head big or your ego strong. If anything, let it be a humbling truth that even though you might feel sometimes so limited in your humanness, it is that humanness that allows your divine purpose to be anchored here on earth. It is that humanness of yours that allows you to bring forward this unique expression of the divine that you are in a way that can be taken in and accepted. So in your dysfunctionality, what you believe to be your dysfunctionality, in your imperfection, is your secret, is your gift, is your way of bringing about much needed change. So again, celebrate yourself as a tool of your divine self to bring heaven to earth. And so take a look at that child. Take a look at that baby that you were. And yes, immediately come to mind all the things that happened between then and now. All the hardships, all the challenges. But all that you experienced too has made you who you are today. So that little baby in all its innocent impurity, yes, it embarked on quite a journey. But it is the willingness that you see there, the commitment to not let that journey deter you, but to make that journey the foundation of greatness, to make the adversity you experienced the birthing stone, the birthing place of greatness. And so when you face your own darkness, when you face your own limits, recognize that they are the part of you that allow for your true divine gift to come through, that build muscle, that make you even brighter and lighter and more effective in who you are. And so right now, descending from the higher realms, witness 12 angels descending and surrounding the baby you that you're witnessing in front of you. And each angel now is giving the baby you that you are laying there a gift. And these gifts are encoded in light language that goes directly into the DNA of the child. And it will go all the way from that baby all the way to you. But it will have all the experiences of your life within it. And so it will bring transformation to the way that you're going to feel and see the past that has happened to you up until this point, redefining your future because your past will have changed. So witness these 12 angels now giving the baby you that you are then, that you were then, these gifts of light language, of light encoding into your DNA, and simply feel the waves that these gifts are going to create through all of your life into the present moment, into the self that you are now. And Mark, if you can play the piece of the healing ray, that would be great. And now that it's six-pointed staff, the Christ light is always hanging over you, is watching over you, is part of you, is part of your alignment from the day you were born. So now that the six-pointed star will continue to guide you along your path of awakening and ascension, trust it, feel the connection within your heart, and know that it is there. Now your divine I'm presence is taking you all the way back through the portal into the here and now, into the present moment. But now that just as that baby was touched, you are touched and changed now because of it. And so your divine I'm presence is now gently taking you back to your physical body and gently moving yourself from its higher vibrational frequency back into your physical form. But your divine I'm presence shall stay in alignment, fully supporting the integration process of these new activations of your DNA, of the light codings within your DNA. Now that you're very much loved and that there's much for you to do in form of being the great integrator of opposing forces, using your power of love to bring peace where there's discord. And so when this winter solstice is happening, when the festival of the Christ is taking place, or when there's any other festival of light that you're participating in, because this has nothing to do with a religion, it has everything to do with honoring the light within the darkness in whatever form or way you choose to do it. Recognize that it's the light within you that is always there that makes a difference. My love is with you always. It is a great honor to work with you and through you to bring about the transformation on earth that is necessary at this time. Blessings to you, and it is so. I am Saint Germain, and this transmission is complete. Mark, if you want to play a small piece of music or simply announce the phone number one more time, you can now switch over to question and answers if you want.
Thank you. For anybody who would like to call in and ask a question, you can call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. And I will be right back.
Thank you.
Such a beautiful piece of music. Okay, we have our first caller, and it is Kimberly. Kimberly, you're on the air.
Hi, how are y'all?
Greetings, Kimberly. How can I assist you at this time?
What is the format? May I ask a question, or?
You may ask a question if you so choose. Yes, that is the idea.
Okay.
Well, if you simply want me to give you guidance, I can certainly do that too. But I think there's a question that you're seeking an answer for.
I'd rather have guidance.
then they recognize that you are on the right path, but there is much, shall we say, interference at this time from the outer. The key for you is to use the ability to discern what really is worth your time at this stage. You can't be everywhere at the same time. And so it is important that you make some choices in your life as to what to further participate in and what not. This is a time for you to be very aware of how you use your energy, how to take care of your energy reservoir. You're very gifted, and you certainly know how to fill yourself up. But again, the idea is to pay attention to those who sincerely want your help and support and your connection with you for truly finding answers for themselves, or those who simply use you as a way to fill themselves up without having to do the work themselves. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
And so it's very important to use your discernment and to not be afraid. Many of you are terrified feeling that that is not of the highest good and that you always have to sacrifice yourself for the benefit of all. Even so, that is very beautiful. If you are not making sure that your gray of its in you is filled up to the brim first, and if you do this not with the discernment necessary, where you simply give without really looking deeper and seeing if there is a purpose for it, if there's a reason for it, if there's a necessity for it, you can create discord and disharmony that simply is no longer necessary.
Agreed.
So pay attention and make some choices and don't be afraid to say no, seeing that the person who's reaching out to you doesn't have any sincere interest in what you represent.
Okay.
Good. Blessings to you, my dear. And it is so. Namaste.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you, Kimberly. All right, Marilyn, you're on the air.
Thank you. Hello, St. Germain.
Greetings, my dear. How can I be of assistance to you?
I recently had an experience where I was scammed on a telephone call. Someone who pretended to want my services, my counseling services, and I didn't realize it for a couple of days that I was being scammed. But I had gotten my hopes up, and then when my hopes were dashed, I was triggered sort of into this place of feeling angry and fearful and hopeless. So I'm trying to integrate that experience because, some old sort of patterns came up where, you know, I've been trying to be really, optimistic, and then this kind of thing happens, you know, that kind of pattern. So I'm just wondering the best way I can integrate this so that I can move back into that sort of higher vibration.
First of all, give yourself a pat on the shoulder. Whenever something like this happens, it really means that you're on the right path. It means that this is just a very devious way of your ego self trying to disrupt your forward movement because you've made such great strides in your development and on your evolutionary path. So whenever this happens, you have a choice. You have a choice to go back into fear and contraction, which is what your human self really wants to do, what your ego self that is very subtle wants you to do, or you can say, at least you had the discernment to catch it soon enough and it didn't get out of hand and it didn't get any worse. And so in all of this, you're no longer choosing to participate in that kind of chaos. And so it is for you to decide whether you see your glass half empty or half full and recognize that there are always moments on the path of an initiate while being in human form where the duality of light and darkness will present itself to you. And just as in this journey described, the integration point of light and darkness is love and compassion. And so it is having love and compassion with your own self that you temporarily got confused. Mm-hmm. It is love and compassion with those who feel that they have the need to create discord in the world out of a sense of themselves actually feeling small, feeling so small that they need to make other people feel small. And so have compassion for the smallness of someone like that. Mm-hmm. And then reach further up and ask your divine I'm presence to carry this weight that you're feeling within you and to hold it for you and to purify it for you. Temporarily, you've forgotten your expanded self. Expand yourself again. You contracted. That's fine. Yeah. And now it's time to simply expand yourself again. And this will not be the last time. It is quite amazing in many ways in how subtle ways your human self will use trying to distract you and trying to keep you in a place of fear and discord. But if anything, it shows you that you're actually doing the right thing. Otherwise, your human self wouldn't be so terrified trying to create scenarios to keep you in a place of separation. Does that make sense at all?
Considered. And I guess I was feeling like, oh, I keep attracting, you know, what's hindering me that I keep attracting, that I attract these sort of things? Am I sabotaging myself? But looking at it from
absolutely
your perspective.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. If anything, you are an initiate, you're raising your frequencies, and there will be every so often those tiny little tests where you have to choose between love and fear, between the duality. And it's really not so much a choice between the duality. At this point of your path of initiation, it is a merging of the duality that has to take place. It is using love and compassion to bring the light and the darkness together into oneness.
Yeah, I will definitely remember this and apply that. So thank you, St. Germain, and thank you for always being with me.
Of course, my dear. And you did actually really well, so feel good about that. You did.
Okay.
Blessings to you, and it is so.
Thank you.
Hi.
Greetings, my dear. How can I be of assistance to you?
Greetings, Saint Germain. It's Helena. I'd like guidance, but I just have to tell you, with the birth thing, I came in with a bang. Born premature after my mother fell downstairs and separated at birth. So it was just interesting doing that exercise.
And getting the gentle healing after that shock of the birth. There is something about realizing and owning that it doesn't always have to be a dramatic appearance or breakthrough. It can also be gentle and easy and soft, the transformation. Transformation doesn't always have to be painful. But it's your choice, my dear. It's your choice.
Easy. I'd like some easy. That would be nice.
Yes, I know. So in this healing, you will feel changes going on already. And so the idea for you now is to call in your divine I'm presence more so and to ask your divine I'm presence to support the easy and effortless transformation to a place of peace, harmony, and abundance.
Okay. And in addition, is there any one of the divine that I should be calling in as well?
Your divine I'm presence right now. Work with your divine I'm presence.
Okay.
And with me, of course. Always with me, my dear. Blessings
Thank
to you.
You. Blessings.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Fanny, you're on there.
Hello, Saint Germain. I just want to put a shout out to Mark and Mike. I love you guys.
And we all love you, my dear. How can I be of assistance?
Okay. I want to take myself off speaker. It's been, well, first let me preface saying I didn't hear what came through in the beginning portion of the phone call, so I apologize about that.
That's no problem. You certainly can listen to the recording at a later time. That's no problem.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on with me.
And that's why you really need to listen to the beginning, because there is so many forces that are focused on humanity right now, that are focused on seeking integration of opposite aspects, of opposite, of duality, really. And so what you're experiencing is this constant expansion and contraction. One moment you're in a place of love and joy, the next moment you're in a place of fear and anxiety.
And it's very quick, am I correct?
Yes, it is very
because
quick.
I
it's very uncomfortable.
A long
yes.
time. And my legs have been going. I've been irritable. I've been angry. I'm not doing things to help myself. I don't care. I feel like I don't want to hold on any longer. You
and
know,
that
like,
is part of the contraction you're feeling, that many are feeling. And the key in that is to use the Christ love, to even call on the Christ love, to assist in bringing peaceful integration of these opposing forces.
So
at some point, it is not so different from what some of the previous callers said. It is not so different when something dramatic happens. It is your human self that wants to create disruption out of fear of what this path that you're on might have as a consequence for your human self, thinking that we'll be left behind or thinking that we'll be killed. And so the idea is of what you do is that you call on your divine I am presence, and you ask your divine I am presence to be in perfect alignment with you and to allow your divine I am presence to work with you and through you. So you even state, I call upon my divine I am presence to be one with me at this time and to work with me and through me to transform and transmute any discord into the vibration of love and light. I kneel in front of you and I surrender myself to your loving presence, knowing that you have my greatest interest in mind, knowing that you see the bigger picture, and as you walk through me, you will guide and direct me to the place of peace and harmony in every aspect of my life. Do you see the idea is by stating any of what I just said, and it doesn't have to be in that order, the idea is to surrender to your divine I am presence, to work with you and through you, and to even feel or focus that when you touch something, it is the divine I am presence through you touching that something. When you look out of your eyes, to do that into knowing that it is your divine I am presence that is also looking through your eyes. To acknowledge that when you speak, it is also your divine I am presence speaking through you. To acknowledge that the heartbeat that you feel is not just your heartbeat, but the heartbeat of your divine I am presence through you. And to remind yourself of that. And to surrender, this is just a game of letting go of control. Quite amazing how your human self is creating this temper tantrum to regain control over the duality. And so it is for you to give all of this up to your divine I am presence to take care of it for you. And I'm there to support this process too. You're not alone. I will help you with this. But it is by being gentle with yourself too. And you're picking up a lot of your surroundings. So the key is to find times of solitude and introversion to pull yourself back from some of the turmoil that is in the outer world to then strengthen your connection to your divine I Am presence.
Okay, so I am being affected by everybody in my office.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And that's why it's even more important to work on your connection to your divine I Am presence. As I said before, your divine I Am presence is always there. It's the illusion that you have that you're separate. You are not separate. You can't be separate. Trust that it will work.
So everything's going to work out for me at work?
Absolutely. Have trust and faith.
Okay.
Blessings to you, my dear.
I am with you always. Love you. Thank
love
you so
you
much.
Too.
I love you. Bye-bye.
It is so. Namaste.
Namaste.
Okay, you're all set. Thank you.
Thank you, my friends. Thank you, Mike, for your beautiful music. Thank you, Mark, for holding the space. I am Saint Germain. I'm wishing all of you a wonderful holiday season in whatever form you celebrate it, and a happy new year. And it is so. Namaste. Well, thank you, everyone, for being part of this radio show. I would say we connect next year again, second Tuesday of the month, as usual. Looking forward to it and hope all of you have a wonderful holiday season, winter solstice, and a happy new year as well. I, for myself, I'm going to go to my family in Germany, and I'm going to celebrate Christmas in the very traditional way. I think my parents even put real candles on their tree still. So it'll be exciting with a bucket of water just in case. So I hope you have a wonderful holiday. And I'm giving, this is it, peace out. I'm giving the word over to Mark and Mike now.
All right. Well, I want to wish everybody happy holiday. It's been a great year. I have really enjoyed the show. I want to say thank you for all the callers. I wish you lots of love, light, and energy in the end of the year. And thank you, Brigitte and Mike.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you.